Hello.
Good morning, Simon. It's Aaron calling you from INS Lawshare. How are you?
I'm okay, Aaron. I tried to fill in the link, but I don't think I did fully.
Okay. Just for data protection time so we can get into things, can you just confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
70 Cowley Road, Malvern, WR141QN, Simon McPherson.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you very much for that. Okay. Would you like me to assist you with this now, or do you have 2 minutes?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just get your contracts, and I shall see where you're at.
Right, I've clicked the link now.
Yep, and it brings the documents up for you.
It says, sign your documents.
Yep. And then scroll down a little bit and you should see the first document called LOA.
So there's a small box and it says tap to sign.
Yep, that's it. You click that one. So click that box and it'll bring up a box that takes over your screen. And in that box, you can either draw or type your signature.
Right. And underneath the box where I signed, it says cancel or apply.
Yep. So you click apply once you've done your signature. So you do your signature or type your name, whatever. And then you click apply and then that'll populate that signature or typed name into that box. And then the fields at the bottom should say, it should go from 4 to 3 in the yellow box. So has that number changed?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, so then click that yellow box again and it will take you to the next required field. And then you just do the same again. You click the box or the tap to sign box, fill out your signature or type it, and then click apply again.
Yeah.
Okay, has that gone to 2?
Yep.
Yep, okay, perfect. Click that yellow box again. And just do them same steps until it gets to 0.
Okay. 1.
Perfect.
Right, so all fields complete.
Yep, okay. Next to that, can you see the box, a little tick box where it says, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding?
Yeah, I'm pressing on that and there's nothing.
Yep, okay, that's fine. Sometimes, it just depends on what phone you're using. Scroll right to the bottom of the page, so right to all the bottom of them documents.
Yeah.
And that's when you'll be able to click it.
Yeah, okay.
So is that ticked now, is it?
Yeah.
Yep, and then the submit signature box has become more illuminated next to the required fields.
Yeah, submit signature.
Yep, submit that.
Right, it says, thank you, Mr. Simon McPherson, and documents have been signed and recorded.
Perfect, okay. And yes, I have received them now. That's absolutely perfect, Simon. Thank you. I can get your application sent off today for you. I'll review your document.
It says one document verified.
That's okay. Let me have a look into that for you. Okay, that one's okay. Go to part 1. Yep. Okay. So I've got all them documents back, and they're all signed perfectly. So that one document where it says verified, that's just the all the documents attached as a whole. That's all been verified for you. Because I can see each one of them here now. So yeah, as I said, I get them. Excuse me. I get them documents sent off to you. Sent off to the redress scheme within the next 5 minutes, and you'll receive an email of confirmation of that. If you by any chance could potentially send over your photo ID and a proof of address, if you've still got some sort of letter dated within the last 3 months.
I've emailed my proof of address.
Oh, have you already emailed it? Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. I'll look at that
You
for
should
you
have
now.
it.
Okay, not a problem. Bear with me. Okay, perfect. The HM Courts and Tribunal Service.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Do you still have that letter with you at all, or did you have to go to an address for that?
I think I've got it here.
Okay. Could you just retake that picture for me, as we do need to see all four corners of that letter, if that's okay, please?
What, the whole letter?
Yeah, it's just so we can see the all four corners of the letter for verification.
Okay.
Perfect. And your driver's license as well, please, if you've got that.
Or my passport.
Or your passport, yep, either or. Just as long as obviously there's no flash on the words written on the passport, or there's no light affecting it being able to read.
Okay, I'll send those over this morning.
Yep, that's okay. That's perfect, Simon. Thank you. And as I said, I'll get your application sent off the next 5 minutes, and you'll receive confirmation of that.
Okay,
Okay.
and you say it's about a year's wait.
Yeah, turnaround to start to finish is around about a year at the minute. We had an email from the scheme about 2 or 3 weeks ago just to say that they've got a backlog and they're recruiting more panel members to reduce that backlog. So the wait time at the minute is between 10 to 14 months.
Right, okay.
But obviously, we'll try and get your process our end done, so then you're in that queue, able to obviously be processed then for the panel date. So as I said, we'll obtain your records, we'll get all your records back, we'll be in touch with you to book in a witness statement, get that witness statement from yourself, and once we've got that, we can then finalize your application and get that send that final submission off.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, perfect. So any questions for me at all?
No.
No, okay. If there ever is, just give me a call and I'll be happy to help you straight away. Other than that, though, thank you very much for signing them documents, and I'll get them sent off right away for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Simon. Have a wonderful day.
I'll email the photograph to you.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I'll keep a lookout for them.
Okay, bye.
No, thanks, Simon. Bye now.